This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about what it means to stay in the center of God's will. Recently, I heard a woman be interviewed about her experience with mentoring kids. Specifically, she has started an after-school program for kids who live in some of Chicago's most at-risk neighborhoods. And as she was explaining a part of her work, the interviewer asked her, given Chicago's crime rate, aren't you afraid sometimes to go into these neighborhoods? And her response caught my attention. She said, I know deep in my heart that God has called me to this work. This is His will for my life. And as long as I stay in the center of His will, I feel safe. I feel that sense of protection. And that prompted me to think about, once again, our recent presidential election. That is really the national dialogue that's going on, and it's certainly a conversation that's going on with me as well, and how so many might feel so unsafe and unsure about the future. But her words reminded me that she is obviously living in this world, but she's not necessarily of it. And so the words that I will use to teach me are, or remind me rather, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. Romans 12:2. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, allow your mind and heart to be transformed by staying in the center of God's will for your life.